Given the immense popularity of the radio variety show back in the golden age of radio, you might wonder why there aren't many around today. It might be because the shows are really hard to produce, or maybe it's because media consumers today can tap a seemingly endless universe of entertainment sources. The Strand Theater in Rockland, however, has decided to embrace the challenge and will stage an original variety show this Sunday night that will also air live on a local radio station. Keith Jordahl spoke with the creative force behind Strand on the Air, who says the holiday-themed show is in some ways a tip of the hat to her radio heroes.
You have several gestures that are very important to watch the director.
At a recent rehearsal for the upcoming show, director Liz McLeod is coaching actors on the hand gestures used to cue the cast on stretching or cutting a scene for time.
If you're running too far ahead, if you're ahead of your time, you have to wrap it up and make it move fast. If it's time to cut a sketch, like that, simple. And if you're on time, it's on the nose.
McLeod is house manager of the Strand Theater, but has a few other roles in the show.
I am the producer, director, writer, master of ceremonies, and character comedian.
Hey, cut out that singing and get back to cleaning the theater. We got a show tonight. And if there's one bit of popcorn left on that floor, you'll have it for supper.
I'm basically following the format of a stage review. The review form was very popular in Broadway theater and, you know, it grew out of vaudeville. It was basically a succession of different acts, of variety. It was a variety of different acts held together by the persona of the master of ceremonies, which is the role that I'm fulfilling in the show.
Hot one, hot two.
Hold on tight, folks. Here he comes.
We have sort of a running gag through the show between me and the announcer, where the announcer is constantly trying to come up with ideas for an act of his own, none of which are appropriate in any way for radio.
Oh, I shall speak no longer, as I give the radio audience an unforgettable demonstration of the art of mime.
No, no, that's it. Absolutely not. Stop it. You're not really in a box. Stop it. Stop trying to get out of the box. Go away. You can't do mime on radio.
So we do that throughout the show to kind of bridge between the acts. And then we say, well, here's a real act that's coming up now who will perform for you. And you're able to sustain the interest of the audience, and you're able to guide the audience along through the course of the broadcast by doing that.
So this was once an extremely popular format that, as you say, people sat and listened to.
Exactly. The heyday of the variety program on radio was probably the years just before the Second World War. You had many really impressive hour-long network programs. Rudy Valley, one of our own main boys, had a show on Thursday nights that introduced literally dozens of stars who later became famous. He would introduce the acts, maybe play a musical number himself, and each act would come along until the hour was over. Fred Allen had a variety show that was slightly different. His show was called Town Hall Tonight, and the fiction of the show was that it was a show being put on in a small town hall.
Well, sir, Fred stopped in front of the old town hall, and he's welcoming the crowd with ad lib abenda about the big show on the inside. Let's listen.
The eyes of Texas may be on you, folks, but the ears of Texas are trained on the old town hall. So go right in, neighbors, if you
woo-hoo.
Kindly...
Howdy, Miss Allen.
Well, woo-hoo back to you, and good evening, Mrs. Trite. Sing a line, please. Hi there, Judge.
And he would introduce the performers and carry them through the show. And he would feature amateur talent and introduce those. Frank Sinatra appeared on his show as a youngster. And there's quite a bit of that particular format in the show that we're doing here.
Is this a tip of the hat to some of these pioneers?
There is some of that. I mean, I have a very... I mean, Fred Allen was a New England guy. And I have a bit of that type of sensibility in me as well, being born and raised here. So I think probably as far as comic influences go... there's quite a bit of Fred Allen. There's a bit of Jack Benny, possibly a few others.
Let's just go through a couple of the acts that we can talk about.
All right. Well, we have Brittany Parker, who is the education coordinator here at the Strand, is our musical director for the show, and she plays with the Blake Rosso Band, which is a bluegrass quartet out of Mount Desert Island. And they're going to be performing in the show, and they're going to also be the band that sort of plays the transition music and the theme music and all that. We're also featuring a young vocalist named Galadria Scataloni. She's going to sing an a cappella performance of Silent Night that will absolutely floor you. She's spectacular. And then tossed among all of this will be sketches by our own little group of actors, popcorn artists, and miscellaneous personnel, the Strand Family Players.
And what's the admission for?
There is no admission charge.
Why is that?
Well, it was traditional in the days of radio that you didn't charge people to come in and sit in the studio audience. You wanted a lot of people. There was a reason for that. Loud studio audience response was actually a vital part of the program itself. The sound of applause was used as an equivalent of a curtain lowering to mark the end of one act and then opening up at the beginning of another. So you needed to have people there. And the best way to get people in was to simply offer free tickets. And this led some comedians to be rather critical about studio audiences. You know, here I am standing on the stage performing in front of 300 people who just wanted to get in out of the rain, was something that one comedian said.
Come along now.
All right. Let's get it over with.
Strand on the Air, an original live radio variety show, premieres this Sunday at 5 p.m. at the Strand Theater in Rockland. It'll also be broadcast live on local station WRFR. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.